A major article in today's Washington Post says the Obama administration has been secretly refining its targeted killing program. According to the article, names are placed on a list called the Dispositional Matrix, a sort of menu of options for dealing with individuals on the list wherever they may surface. Though an estimated 3,000 militants and civilians have been killed by unmanned drones in the past 10 years, new names keep getting added to the list. The program is now expected to continue for at least another decade or more. The American Civil Liberties Union has filed two Freedom of Information Act lawsuits seeking details of the program, such as the legal justification for killing terrorism suspects, including U.S. citizens, without any judicial process. Ina Shamsi is director of the ACLU's National Security Program. She says so far the Obama administration has continued to fall back on claims of secrecy, saying it can neither confirm nor deny that the program even exists and will only admit to having in its files statements contained in public speeches made by administration officials.
And that really is an absurdity and threatened to make a mockery of the judicial process, because government officials disclose information about what they claim are classified programs when it is to their benefit, but where true transparency and accountability is required, which is in the courts, the government says the programs are too secret to be discussed and the public is not entitled to more information. And so what we have here is a really crippled public discourse on perhaps the most important national security policy in terms of threats to civil rights and civil liberties. We have the government on the one side largely disclosing information, again, that is to its benefit, but not disclosing information that would allow the public to truly debate the human costs of the program, including civilian casualty numbers, the costs to our national security of a program that is deeply unpopular and controversial abroad, and the cost to our national reputation for upholding the rule of law in accordance with a sense of morality and ethics, given that we have a program in which people are placed on kill lists and now a death database by the unilateral determination of the executive branch without any ability for us to determine as a public whether the people the government seeks to kill truly present a concrete and imminent threat to our country.
What does the new information contained in this article add to the discussion and the controversy over the targeted killing program?
The Washington Post article is important because it shows that what we may have thought as an exceptional program in the post-9/11 era, used only for emergencies and in response to imminent threats, is being entrenched into a semi-permanent, codified, targeted killing program run as a paramilitary operation in parts of the world where we are not at war, and it will be continued, at least if the administration gets its way, into the foreseeable future.
The Obama administration has consistently refused to go after members of the Bush administration that authorized acts that are clearly illegal under U.S. or international law, specifically torture. Is the administration counting on the relative immunity of the chief executive in pursuing this program? Because the targeted killing program, on the surface of it, would appear to violate national and international laws as well.
Well, I can't speak to what the administration's motivations are, but it is certainly the case that killings that are conducted outside of armed conflict that do not comport with the Constitution and human rights law, which requires that lethal force only be used in response to a concrete, specific, and imminent threat when no other means are available and when all measures are taken to protect innocent bystanders, civilian bystanders, we don't think that those requirements of law are being met, and certainly there is legal exposure here, and that is part of what the government undoubtedly is concerned about.
This article in the Washington Post outlines a program that is being codified and projected into the future to last at least a decade, perhaps even longer. What does this portend for U.S. foreign policy and the conduct of U.S. military actions abroad for the foreseeable future?
Well, I think this is, from a policy perspective, a truly dangerous development, because we know that the targeted killing program is extremely controversial overseas, and that is largely because mistakes have been made and many hundreds of people who were mere bystanders have been killed. And the fact that the program is controversial in some of the very parts of the world where we need to build alliances and have populations on our side means that whatever short-term interest there might be in targeted killing, in the long term, it will create more enemies than it will kill. And we're also setting a very, very dangerous precedent if we don't want Russia, China, Iran, and other countries to claim the authority to declare people enemies of the state and kill them without any judicial review or meaningful oversight, then we should not be doing that ourselves.
Ina Shamsi is director of the American Civil Liberties Union's National Security Program.